Opposition to further austerity measures is high in Greece. That's what the protests there have been all about. In fact, many Greeks would rather that their country simply drop the euro as its currency. That would mean a return to the old currency, the drachma. Not everybody agrees, as we hear in this report from the BBC's Malcolm Brabant in Greece.
A suitable metaphor for the drachma, once Europe's oldest enduring currency. You're listening to archaeology enthusiasts dressed up as Athenian infantrymen marching to celebrate this month's 2,500th anniversary of the Battle of Marathon. The drachma was in circulation back then. Through the gap in his replica helmet, Kostas Dimitriadis confesses to nostalgia for the old currency.
When we were back then to drachmas, it was worth money. When we transferred to euro, the balance was not so good.
But fellow infantryman George Kafatsis doesn't want to turn back the clock.
For Greece, surely it will be an ugly situation. But I also think it will be a domino. I believe if Greece goes out, the euro has no future.
On the beach at Marathon, the phalanx of infantrymen retreats from a wave of Persian arrows. Similarly, like never before, Greece is on the defensive over departure from the eurozone.
Getting into the eurozone is an irrevocable thing, irrevocable process. Once you get in, you have to stay in. It's like a Catholic marriage, till death us do part. But this is the legal, the constitutional order of the European Union.
Panayotis Yakimidis is a professor of European affairs at Athens University. While he stresses that there is no mechanism for expulsion from the eurozone, he has to confess that the unparalleled political pressure has changed the dynamic, making departure possible.
I think now we have reached that particular, the tipping point, I would say. Either we reform or default and leave the eurozone. That's the option.
Here in Athens' fish and meat market, traders and customers alike have worried faces. Greece's purchasing power has been severely hit by tax rises and wage cuts, but the austerity measures implemented so far have not been sufficient to meet Europe's targets to cut spending. According to critics like Stefanos Manos, a former finance minister, the country's euro status has been imperiled by the government's reluctance to dismantle the financially draining civil service and state sector.
It's not that we're going to be pushed out of the euro. We most probably will ask ourselves to leave the euro in order to be able to print money, because that's the way we go. We want to spend more than what we earn.
Advocates of the drachma are few on the ground in Greece, but they argue that having control of the currency and devaluing by up to 60% would enable the country to become more competitive, especially in tourism, and that eventually, after a few years in the financial wilderness, its economy would start to grow. Banking analyst Dr. Platon Monokrousos disagrees.
A euro area exit would be an extremely catastrophic scenario, not only for the country, but for the euro area as a whole. It would mean higher inflation, a steep recession. And my baseline scenario is that the government and the country will do whatever is needed, basically, to remain in the euro area. The way to do that is to accelerate reforms and ensure that the fiscal consolidation targets are observed.
Back in Marathon, a spectator of the battle reenactment called Mike becomes annoyed.
Europe depends on the history of Greece. All right. This story about the drachma does not help anybody.
Do you think you're going to have to go back?
No. We're not going back. Because we are Europeans, and we're going to stay Europeans.
On the beach, the Greeks launched their infantry charge to symbolize victory against overwhelming odds. The government here insists it will repeat Marathon by winning the historic battle against bankruptcy. But during every round of this sovereign debt crisis, it has repeatedly failed to resist the forces of international markets, which are certain that Greece's financial demise is inevitable.
That's the BBC's Malcolm Brabant reporting from Marathon outside of Athens.